Listen to this testimony. Somewhere on the border of Oregon and California, this guy writes, I ended up in a motel room and decided there was nothing left in this life worth living for. I knew there had to be a God, but I didn't think that he loved me because no one ever told me he did. In that motel room, I had a pistol and nothing left in life. I was bitter against law enforcement. I had to blame somebody, and I decided I would shoot a policeman. There was a Gideon Bible on the nightstand beside the bed. I looked at that Bible and hated it. I snatched it up and threw it across the room as hard as I could. It hit the wall and fell to the floor. Then I picked it up and began to read. And for the first time in my life, I cried out to the Lord, God, if you're real, don't play games with me. Just help me. I fell to my knees and started to weep. And while I was on that floor weeping, a peace came into my life that I still have to this day. I want to give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ for what he has done in my life. That is the power of the Word of God. That's what happens when people read the Bible. And I love that verse that says they understood it. Don't you love that verse? They were happy. They went home. People went home happy because they understood it. They understood it. And we had a Japanese girl here called Akiko. I got to know Akiko, and I was able to marry her and Thierry, her husband. And Akiko did the Alpha course, and she so wanted to be a Christian. But her English was coming on, but it wasn't that great at that point, and she was struggling. And then one day she met a Japanese Christian girl. And she and the Japanese Christian girl, you know, they talked to each other in Japanese. And the Japanese Christian girl just read to her the words of the Bible. And it all made sense. Everything she'd learned just came together. And she became a Christian. She was baptized. And it's a great story. When you understand it in your own language, in your own culture, it's fantastic. And Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9, Nehemiah and Ezra say to the people, don't weep, for this is a day of rejoicing. And verse 13, celebrate the word of God. They celebrated because they understood it. And they had this great festival because of the word of God. And in chapter 9, verse 1, on the 24th day of the seventh month, the Israelites gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth and having dust on their heads. They repented. They realized their mistakes. When they had the Bible in their hands, it all began to make sense, and their life began to come together. What if they'd not had the Bible? Nothing would have happened. 500 years ago, an event happened in the city of Amersham. I used to live by Amersham. Our first church we pastored was near Amersham. And this year, they put a plaque in the marketplace in Amersham to celebrate the Amersham martyrs. You've probably never heard of them. Six men and one woman were burned at the stake in 1512. For their religious beliefs. They were Lollards, and they believed that the Bible, which at the time was written in Latin, should be available in the English language. And they denounced the wealth of the church at the time, and they were punished at the stake. Now, 500 years later, we've acknowledged the mistake, and they've been acknowledged in a little monument there. Because that's the way it is. They had the word of God in their language, and it cost people their lives. We had the word of God in our language. It cost people their lives for us to have the word of God in our language. It costs. I had some friends who were Parsis Indians in Mato Grosso, and it was my privilege not only to know the Parsis Indians who were Christians, many of them, but also our friends Orlando and Phyllis, who translated the Bible into the Parsis language for them to read. And it was wonderful to see the bond between them. And just to talk to these Parsis Indians, they had a couple of pastors who were friends of mine, Parsis Indian, they had their own pastor, their own culture. And not everyone was a Christian, but as they say, well, not everyone in your culture is a Christian. But many of those Parsee Indians were Christians because our friends Orlando and Phyllis translated, with their colleagues, translated the Bible into the Parsee language for them. It's exciting. It's wonderful. Makes your heart throb with joy. And we're celebrating that this evening. I was going to celebrate the part that Trudy and Duncan are going to play next, which they'll talk about a little bit later.